भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 26, entitled The Hellish Planets, text number... which one? 36. Okay, text number 36. Which is a prose verse, so I'll just read it. Nipatati yatraha vitagraham papa purusham dharmaraja purusha vayaka eva sarvatongeshu sutrai parivayanti. We can say the word for word together. Ya, any person who? To, but. Iha, in this world. Va, or. Adya abhimati, proud because of wealth. Ahankriti, egotistic. Tiryak prekshana, whose vision is crooked. Sarvata abhivi, I'm sorry, sarvata abhivishanki, always fearful of being cheated by others, even by superiors. Artavaya nashachintaya, by the thought of expenditure and loss. Parishushyamana, dried up. Hridaya vadana, his heart and face. Nivritim, happiness. Anavagata, not obtaining. Graha, a ghost. Eva, like. Artam, wealth. Abhirakshati, protects. Saha, he. Cha, also. Api, indeed. Pritya, after dying. Tat, of those riches. Utpadana, of the earning. Utkarshana, increasing. Sangrakshana, protecting. Shamalagraha, accepting the sinful activities. Suchimuke, named Suchimukha. Narake, in the hell. Nipatati, falls down. Yatra, where? Ha, indeed. Vittagraham, as a money-grabbing ghost. Papa Purusham, very sinful man. Dharmaraja Purusha, the commanding men of Yamaraj. Vayaka, Eva, like expert weavers. Sarvata, all over. Angeshu, on the limbs of the body. Sutrai, by threads. Parivayanti, stitch. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One who in this world or this life is very proud of his wealth always thinks, I am so rich, who can equal me? His vision is twisted, and he is always afraid that someone will take his wealth. Indeed, he even suspects his superiors. His face and heart dry up at thought of losing his wealth. And therefore he always looks like a wretched fiend. He is not in any way able to obtain actual happiness, and he does not know what it is to be free from anxiety. Because of the sinful things he does to earn money, augment his wealth, and protect it, he is put into the hell called Suchimukha, where the officials of Yamaraj punish him by stitching thread through his entire body like weavers manufacturing cloth. Purport. When one possesses more wealth than necessary, he certainly becomes very proud. This is the situation of men in modern civilization. According to the Vedic culture, Brahmanas do not possess anything, whereas Kshatriyas possess riches, but only for performing sacrifices and other noble activities, as prescribed in the Vedic injunctions. A Vaishya also earns money, honestly through agriculture, cow protection, and some trade. If a Shudra gets money, however, he will spend it lavishly, without discrimination, or simply accumulated for no purpose. Because in this age there are no qualified Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, almost everyone is a Shudra, hello Shudra Sambhava. Therefore, the Shudra mentality is causing great harm to modern civilization. A Shudra does not know how to use money to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Money is also called Lakshmi, and Lakshmi is always engaged in the service of Narayan. Wherever there is money, it must be engaged in the service of Lord Narayan. Everyone should use his money to spread the great transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness. If one does not spread money for this purpose, but accumulates more than necessary, he will certainly become proud of the money he illegally possesses. The money actually belongs to Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram, I am the true enjoyer of sacrifices and penances, and I am the owner of all the planets. Therefore, nothing belongs to anyone but Krishna. One who possesses more money than he needs should spend it for Krishna. Unless one does so, he will become puffed up because of his false possessions, and therefore he will be punished in the next life as described herein. Om Ajnana Timirandasa Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stavidam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamyam Dadati Shabadantikam Kum Guru Diva Achalam Pangam Langaya Degirim Ekipadama Mande Sri Gurum Dina Taharanam. So this is a very purport Srila Prabhupada gives us here hits it right on the head, that everything is backwards in the modern world, in the present society. Srila Prabhupada uses the word modern civilization, but it's not much of a modern civilization. But in the present, so in the present society, it's actually everything is backwards. As Prabhupada points out here, if Sudras get money, they spend it lavishly without discrimination. Or in some cases they may just simply accumulate it for no purpose. And we're seeing practically in the modern or in the present society this is the case, because the wealth is in the wrong hands. People are engaged in so many sinful activities, and they're even glorified for it. Someone may be very low class. They get millions of dollars for jumping up and down or running faster than someone else. And with no intelligence, with no knowledge, spend it lavishly on such foolish things. The list is there. So because of this, and they're glorified it, for it, that is the kicker, so to speak. Even though they're no example to be followed, and even they sometimes say like that I don't want to be a role model. Isn't it sometimes they say like this? Although, on the other hand, they do want to be pictured and glorified and respected when it comes to some responsibility. No, I don't want to be held accountable. And as a result of this, as Prabhupada points out here, one becomes very proud. Nirmana moho jitta sanga dosha. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter that the problem is this false prestige. The situation in modern civilization is that people are, the general population, is very proud, even of their pennies. They're very proud of their positions, and they may have some, as Prabhupada, I was listening to one tape, Prabhupada was describing or discussing this idea of wealth, and he was saying that just because they have some paper, they're thinking themselves wealthy. That's all it is, really. It's just paper. Anyone can go and get paper. You can get paper at Office Max for, $3 for a whole bundle, a whole package. So all it is really is just paper. But real wealth means cows and land, like Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj had so many cows and so much land, so many grains. Grains means land. So that is the real wealth. Not that you just have some paper in your hand. What good are these, as Srila Prabhupada was speaking or continuing, what is the use of these $100 notes or $1,000 notes when the government collapses? It's all useless. There's no value to it. No one has any interest. Just like during the Depression years, just to buy a loaf of bread, one had to have a whole basket of these pieces of paper. There's no value to it. When the government crashes, who cares how much paper you may have? But the modern civilization, the present society, is built up under this false illusion, nirmana moha, this illusion that we've come into this world and now we're here to enjoy everything I have surrounded myself with is mine. I have this monster house, car, whatever, so many things people are trying to surround themselves with. or this family, this community, this nation, this illusion creates this this terrible situation. And because of this this illusion, one develops this pride that this is mine, and this is my family, etc., etc. What is that verse? Siddham Balavan Suki. What is the first line there? Ishwaraham Aham Bhogi. The mentality is that I'm the controller. Ishwaraham, I'm controlling everything around me, although, as we were discussing the other day, when Ishwara gets a toothache, he has to hurry up and run to the doctor, or this Ishwara is dying in the hospital from cancer. The Ishwara doesn't die in the prison or die in the hospital, doesn't lament. That's not the real Ishwara. But this is the mentality, Ishwaraham Aham Bhogi, that I'm the Lord of everything and that I'm the enjoyer of it. I meant to use it in my service. And I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. But actually, they're not very happy, as Prabhupada points out in the verse, that even though one may obtain so much wealth and surround himself so very nicely, he does not know what it is to be from anxiety, to be free from anxiety. And practically speaking, we see that. People are so disturbed that they resort to impersonalistic or voidist philosophies, and there's a little bit of relief from the onslaught of material life, and they think they're happy. But actually, they don't know what it means to be freed from anxiety, because they're always concerned about their wealth and their possessions and how to accumulate it, how not to lose it. But according to Vedic, therefore, according to Vedic culture, first of all, one needs to be educated that society needs a proper head, that being the brahmanas. Because the brahmana mentality is that I don't possess anything. That we're accepting whatever may come, just as Srila Prabhupada was the perfect example that so much wealth may have come, but he engaged it in Krishna's service. This is the brahminical mentality, that actually we don't possess anything. Whereas the Kshatriyas, they may possess riches, but only for, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, performing sacrifices and other noble activities, creating parks and planting trees, etc., etc., creating a comfortable situation for the general mass of people. Otherwise, there was no question of even riches. There was no interest there, just to collect money for what? as Prabhupada points out here, too much accumulation and not using it properly means that one is in, he's possessing illegally, and it causes a difficulty, as described in this verse. Unless one does so, he becomes puffed up. And and the result obvious is obviously that people are engaged in more and more sinful activities, and all of society goes to hell. Vaishyas also, Srila Prabhupada points out, would earn money. And we were talking the other day about taxation and how they would be taxed only according to the profit earned. Not that you just tax them to hell, like modern society is engaged in. The working class, those who are earning, are taxed regardless of the condition in society. No, but according to the wealth that was earned, they would be taxed. So in this way, in other words, the Vedic system is such that all of the social and spiritual orders would be engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Varnashnama charavata purushena parakpuman. It's not that one simply live to enjoy oneself, one's senses, which is, we know, never satisfying. There's no benefit to it. The end result is that everyone suffers, particularly the person who engages in such activity, as pointed out here, that one is thrown into this hell where one is stitched by the servants of officials of Yamaraj through his entire body, like weavers manufacturing cloth. So the point being that if wealth is there, it should be used in the service of Narayan. Lakshmi is always assisting, or always should be engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi is always engaged in the service of Narayan. Therefore, wherever there's money, it must be engaged in the service of Lord Narayan. Srila Prabhupada was, again, very careful about that, and as we should also, that whenever some wealth comes, we use it in the Lord's service. And we use it intelligently. Otherwise, Lakshmi is also described as chanchala. That if she's not used, engaged in the Lord's service, she's flickering, she'll go away. The situation in modern society is that people are simply interested in their own service, in their own gratification. Therefore, people are in such great anxiety. And then as soon as they do achieve any kind of wealth, they spend it lavishly, unqualified persons. It's just simply the cheaters and cheated. Everyone should use his money to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, the great transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness. That is the proper use. Whether it be for serving the deities, whether it be for printing transcendental literatures, whether it be distributing prasadam, some or other, should be used in the service of the Lord, the great transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada writes here. And because this is really the only example, there's no other good example in society. Everyone else, again, is simply interested in accumulating money for some useless or sinful reason. And sometimes even they're accumulating money and not doing anything just for the purpose of accumulating. And we see it practically. People, sometimes you read how some of the Wall Street persons or business people, they have so many millions and whatever. How much can you actually use? How much do you need to survive, to live? But just for the purpose of possessing, because of this false mentality that I'm the enjoyer, that I'm the possessor, that it's meant to be controlled by me, just because of this this illusion, thinking that again, we're these bodies and that we've come into this world, even though it's a temporary situation. This is the illusion of it. It's temporary. We're only here for a short time. This is great ignorance. Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama. Krishna explains that really the idea is to understand the eternal. We're here to understand the eternal. We're not here to just play around in this temporary situation. And one should be done with this material lust. Once and for all, we should be done with it. That's the purpose of the human form of life. This is the beginning of a transcendental life. But again, it's so very difficult because this spiritual knowledge is not there. It's void. Instead, the prevalent mentality is that whatever you need to do in order to get your sense gratification, you do. And if you have to run over someone, or if you have to eliminate someone, or if you need to use someone, then simply you do it. This is the cause, or and the result is that everyone is in great anxiety. As Srila Prabhupada points out here, everything belongs to Krishna. And one who possesses more money than he needs should spend it for Krishna. And again, the Krishna consciousness movement is the best example of that. Devotees learn how to live very simply and enough to keep body and soul together, dress simply, eat simply, live simply, and spend our time thinking about the eternal, about the goal of this human form of life. engaging in devotional service. Unless one does so, Srila Prabhupada points out, one will become puffed up by his false possessions. Even in a spiritual movement, one has to be very careful of these things, because the opportunity may be there for sense gratification, for possessions, and so many other things. So even in a spiritual movement, one has to be very careful. Otherwise, one will become, again, puffed up by these false possessions and be punished in the next life. So these descriptions given here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we've heard time and time again, are not imaginary. They're not somebody's mythology or figment of someone's imagination. But they're actual facts. And we're seeing that these words written so many thousands of years ago are applicable to modern, to the present day. And it's so very clear. Therefore, the goal should be to use everything in the service of Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada points it out here, Bhuktaram Yagatapasam Sarva Lokamaheshwaram. Krishna is the enjoyer, he's the proprietor, he's the controller. And when we do like this, then there's peace in society. Otherwise, there's nothing but chaos. People are, again, so, they're in such great anxiety and disturbed by so many things. It's just, it's never ending. It just never ends. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu? Ken?
Yes, I was wondering, is the definition of Ishvara to have control over one's body?
So. Yes. Basically, it means to be controller. Everyone thinks they're a controller. We think we're controlling our body, our hair, controlling our movements, controlling our eating. Actually, we're not controlling any of these things. This is all being done by material nature. Ahankara vimuratma bhati, living entity under some false impression thinks that I'm controlling these things. Actually, we're not controlling anything. We're just simply in this vehicle temporarily, and at any moment it can be all wound up, and this is the great illusion of it all. And it's very interesting here in the verse. It describes the appearance of such persons. His vision is twisted, and he is always afraid that someone will take his wealth. His face and heart dry up at the thought of losing his wealth, and therefore he always looks like a wretched fiend. It's so descriptive. And practically speaking, people are—they're looking like this. They're all dried up. Their hearts are dried up. There's no compassion. And they're always looking like wretched fiends. It's very unfortunate. No other questions? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.